Yo, what's up, world? It's your girl Cherie. This is my very first podcast episode where I'll be talking about a majority of topics, mental health, world news, but mainly it'll be about music. If you know me, you know that I am a avid fan of music, regardless of whatever genre it is, whether it be, hip hop, R&B, soul, gospel, pop, rock, alternative, anything that makes me feel good that has music set to it, I'm a lover of it. I don't really have like a name as of right now as far as, what I'm going to name my podcast, but I'll definitely take suggestions. I'm definitely brainstorming myself, trying to figure out, what sounds right, what fits well with me and all that jazz. But before I actually jump into what my first topic is going to be this episode, I'm just going to give you just a little background about, who I am, where I come from, why I fell in love with music, when I fell in love with music, and all of that. Like I said in the beginning, my name is Cherie. I am a 30-something year old woman. I was born in New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm originally from Louisiana. However, I'm not, from New Orleans. I believe I moved to New Rose, Louisiana, probably around, I don't know, maybe five, six, maybe younger, give or take a year or two. And I was raised there up until probably, I moved after I graduated college. Went to school at Northwestern State University. Go Demons. And now I reside in Dallas, Texas. I've been here since I think January of 2013. Lived here for about a good, I would say maybe 3 years, before I decided to take a big risk, a big jump, and I moved to Arizona. I had a job opportunity out there, lived there for about 2 years, and then I was just like, okay, so I think I'm a little bit homesick. And yeah, I moved back to Dallas about, I would say maybe, I think it was beginning of 2019. I moved back to Dallas, and I've been here ever since. But I guess to get into, why I fell in love with music or when I fell in love with music, the first, I guess, thought that I can recall, the very first concert that I ever went to, and whenever I tell people this, they're like, "What? Like you were okay? How old were you? And that was your first concert?" But I think I had to be all of like maybe, I don't know, maybe eight, nine, maybe, probably a little bit younger. But I was in Baton Rouge with my mom, and it was the Gap Band, and I can't remember if it was Casey and the Sunshine Band or if it was Kool and the Gang. But a strong, part of me feels like it was Casey and the Sunshine Band, but I know for sure it was the Gap Band. And all I can remember is that hearing those instruments, like, because if you know the Gap Band, like it's an official band. You have, of course, you have Uncle Charlie, you know what I'm saying? But you have like the live instrumentation, you have the drums, you have, the horns, you have the guitars, like real live music. And one of the, very vivid memories that I can remember I remember, like I said, this was like probably like mid-90s, maybe mid to late 90s. And all I remember is that me and my mom, we were kind of like towards like the back, or maybe like the middle to the back of the crowd. And I believe the Gap Band started playing. I think they started playing Outstanding, or they started playing Yearning for Your Love. And around this time, you felt a little bit more comfortable to kind of like give your kids a little bit, of freedom. Whereas, in this day and age, I mean, you still want to give your kids freedom, but you definitely have to be mindful of like, your surroundings, because these folks is crazy out here, okay? But I remember, when I heard that intro of Outstanding, all I remember is that I left my mom and I went straight up to the front of the audience, of the crowd. And I can remember, like the people around me was just like looking at me like, yo, who is this little girl up here, like, really into like what she's listening to. And like still to this day, like my mom kind of like, jokes about it and was just like, girl, yeah, like you were up there. And I think that's when, I like fell in love with music. And another memory that I can recall is my grandparents, rest in peace to them. I remember sitting in their car. It was like a red Grand Am. And I remember they used to always have, like my grandfather for sure, he used to always listen to Q106.5. And I remember it was probably, all I remember, like it was dark outside. I don't know what time it was, but all I know is that I was listening. I was in the car, and the song that came on the radio was Chucky Booker, Games. Like, why you wanna play games on me? And like, I don't know, for some reason that song like stuck with me like till this day, And like right then and there, like that's when like my love for music, that's when it started. Now, of course, as time went on, basketball kind of came and like took it over. And I really thought I was gonna be in the WNBA, like legit. When you're kids, you have those, when they say, what do you want to be when you grow up? I remember I used to always say, I was like, I want to be in a WNBA. I was like, I wanted to go to NYU, and I wanted to study computer engineering. And those were the dreams that I had as a kid. Now, of course, as time goes on and you get older, sometimes those dreams, they change into other things. And for me, it definitely changed. But, I still have my love for basketball. I still have my love for sports. But I think, as life went on for me, music definitely kind of took over that top spot where basketball was. And, I believe I grew up in pretty much kind of like the best era of everything entertainment-wise, whether it be, music, television, sports, movies, fashion. I was born in 1990. My birthday is actually coming up. Ooh, ooh, Libra gang, you feel me? But I grew up pretty much, I would say maybe like mid to late 90s, early 2000s. And like I said, I think I grew up in the best era, because we kind of like bridged the gap between, the generation prior to us that really didn't have like all the same things that we had, or they were like in the makings. And kind of like the generation behind us as well. But growing up watching music videos, you got a chance to see an artist, their creativity. Yeah, I think that's kind of where I want to lead into my first topic for this episode. Especially when you had, R&B music videos or even pop music videos where you had choreography, nowadays, artists, they do make videos, they definitely do, but it's like they don't necessarily have like that song where when you hear it on the radio or when you, hear it in your car or on your phone or something like that, you immediately already know the dance moves to that song. I remember Janet Jackson's If, I mean, legendary, Aaliyah's Rock the Boat or Aaliyah's More Than a Woman. I mean, Destiny's Child, Say My Name. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really had that type of connection, not only with just, the music video, but you also had a connection to the choreography in the music video. And for me, I think the last music video that kind of gave me that feeling was Normani's Wild Side. And I still do feel like a lot of people are sleeping on Normani, and I really think she needs to get a better team because that girl has so much talent. I mean, I really feel like she could be the next It Girl, but it really does take a village, and it really does take, a diligent team behind you to put you in, the positions where you can win. And I honestly don't feel like she really has like the right people around her. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people out there probably feel the same way because, like I said, she has it. You know what I'm saying? She has it. But yeah, like that Wild Side video, every time I hear the song, like I can immediately go to that second verse, that scene where it's her in all the black, and and her dancers, and they just getting it. You know what I'm saying? I believe Bankhead. I believe she worked with him on a choreography. And I do know that, they did sprinkle in a little bit of Aaliyah's More Than a Woman to kind of pay homage, pay tribute, and some of the steps that they were doing. But whatever happened to that, man? Like if anybody that knows me knows that I'm a huge Chris Brown fan. I am Team Breezy through and through all day and tomorrow, okay? And his music videos, every time that it would premiere on 106 and Park, it was like I was glued in front of the TV because I knew he was gonna bring it. You know what I'm saying? His last video, Call Me Every Day, I kind of like every time I hear the song, I'm doing the dances, you know what I'm saying, to it. But I just feel like, where is that? Because it's legit lacking. And like I don't know what, it's gonna take for artists to kind of get back into that bag, to kind of, tap in to that again. Because, I can just even go as far as like Michael Jackson, like Thriller. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think anybody that is a Michael Jackson fan, I think, that choreography to Thriller. I mean, it's just like, if you don't know it, it's like, okay, like you've been sleeping under a rock. You like Stacey Dash in it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, if you don't know it, something wrong, But legit, it's like whatever happened to that? Like I want, these artists, nowadays to like, really focus on like the creativity because like I do feel like that's lacking in today's music. And that kind of leads me into, another topic, like the state of music today. Like, is it because of social media? Is it because of, the lack of, attention span that society has now? It's like, we're always looking for like the next, new hottest thing, you know what I'm saying? Or the hottest trend. Like, I legit feel like social media has kind of taken like a huge part of that creativity away, you know? And that's why I love, artists and producers that I grew up listening to, like Missy, like Timbaland, like Kanye, like, the Neptunes, Pharrell. Especially, Missy and Tim, because, if you know me, you know that I love, learning about music, whether it be documentaries about, certain eras of music, whether it be, watching interviews, with certain artists or certain producers or certain people that are, a part of the music industry. But I love learning about it. And I remember watching an interview with Missy and Tim, and how they would say that, when they would get into, their creative spaces, that they wouldn't listen to the radio. They would listen to the radio, they wouldn't watch TV because they didn't want outside influences to kind of creep in and, maybe tamper with their creativity. And that's why still to this day, a lot of songs that, you hear from, those two songs that came out, in the, late 90s, early 2000s, they still sound like they're like ahead of its time, and I think that's why, one of the reasons I feel that's why a lot of artists nowadays, it's because, you have social media, you really can't get all the creativity that I feel like a lot of artists they probably have that isn't really being, displayed properly, or it's not encouraged, for them to, excuse me, for them to, display it. Because I mean, if we're being honest, a lot of the music has, it sounds the same, and also I also feel like now the wave is, trying to, sample, older music. And granted, I mean, especially like in the 90s, I do feel like, the sampling was a thing, because if I'm not mistaken, I believe Diddy was probably the first one that really like started the whole, sampling older sounds. But, and I remember having this conversation with my girlfriend, recently, and I was just like, yo, like, even though, that started back then, and yeah, it was, sampling, older songs, but it was also those artists, they were sampling songs that either you heard, but it was also songs that you had never really heard. And I think that just spoke to their love of music as well, and their, knowledge that they had, for music. Whereas nowadays, it's like they're sampling songs that, were hits, or that were, songs that were like heavily played, on the radio. And for me, it's just like, where's that creativity? Now, granted, you do have, some artists out there that, pull, from, they go real, they go deep in the crates, you know what I'm saying? They go deep in the crates. But for the most part, it's songs that, we've heard before. And, for me, it's just like, like I said, where is that creativity? Where is that, honestly, where is that effort? And I think that's why, Diddy, producers like Diddy, Jermaine Dupri, Timbaland, Missy, Kanye, Swiss, Pharrell, like those are like pretty much like my top, producers, or at least my favorite producers. That's why they are who they are, because of the simple fact that their knowledge, their brain that they have for music, it's unlike, any other. And like I said, I just think that with this state of music, that we're in now, you know, everything is like being recycled, you know, and I think that's like kind of like a generation thing. You know, things that were hot in one era, you know, it dies down for, you know, a period of time. And then it kind of starts, you know, like one person will like revive it and then it will start catching on. And then, you know, that's when it'll come back. One era that I don't want to come back is like that early, like 2000s, where like we were like dressing like we were going to interviews. I definitely don't want that era to come back. Absolutely not. Because let me tell you something. Charlotte Russe, okay, like especially growing up, you know, because I would say like the early 2000s, that's when I was in high school. But like Rainbow, okay, 579, Aeropostale, American Eagle, like those were the stores, okay? But we don't need that era to come back. Absolutely not. We don't need that era to come back. But, you know, like I said, like I think this state of music that we're in, and I legit, you know, feel like because, you know, rap is, it has such a stronghold on the culture. It has such a stronghold on our society. It pretty much influences, you know, damn near everything, you know, hip hop culture. It kind of always has, you know, but I just feel like, you know, like I said, just the creativity and like the individuality, it's lacking, you know, it's definitely lacking. Now, granted, you know, you do have, you know, artists out there that I'm not, you know, wanting to kind of like couple all the artists, you know, into one bucket, because you definitely do have artists that, you know, have like their own particular sound, but for the most part, you know, like I said, everything is pretty much kind of sounding the same. Subject matter, you know, is definitely the same. It's all, you know, shoot 'em up, bang, bang. You know what I'm saying? Cars, clothes, money's hoes. And that's why, you know, I said before, I grew up in like the best era of music because, yeah, you know, you had like, especially like in the mid to late 90s, you had like that flashy, you know, era of hip hop, you know, because I think, you know, Puff, he definitely introduced that. You know, Jay-Z, you know, he had his whole, you know, flashy era as well. But, you know, just like, for example, I think it was the Hard Knocks tour? But where it was Jay, it was DMX, it was Ja, it was, I think Method Man and Red Man, like, you know, that tour alone, you had a variety of different, you know, sounds, you know what I'm saying? Or at least, you know, different like looks, you know, and like I said, you don't really have that now. You know, I think now it's all about, you know, I really do still think it's all about like that trap beat, you know what I'm saying? That those trap drums. It's still, you know, with that. And you know, I just feel as though that when are our artists going to put in that effort to just be different, man? You know what I'm saying? Like that dare to be different. Like, I don't think that just applies to drugs. You feel me? Like that should apply to like everyday life. You feel me? Especially in, you know, the music sense, like be different, you know? And I'm not, you know, meaning like, oh, because I do believe that, you know, the whole drill beats, I think that was, or that is kind of still, you know, prevalent, right now. I do think like this whole house music, you know, wave that's, you know, kind of starting to be a thing. But, you know, just when are artists going to be just different? You know, like, I mean, like I said, like in the late, 90s, like, yeah, you had Bad Boy, you had, Death Row, you had Rockefeller, you had like those, top, labels. But as time went on, then things started to sound a little different. You know what I'm saying? Like, you and even taking it further back, with Uncle Luke. You know what I'm saying? Like with the that Miami, sound. You feel me? But at least you had like you had different, regions that were bringing their own sound to the forefront. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't just about, gangster rap. It wasn't just about, like party music, because that pretty much was kind of what, Puff was on, like, partying and, that having fun, but I just feel like, at that time, like I said, you had a lot of individuality, especially when Louisiana like finally got its due, with No Limit and with Cash Money. Because I mean, even Cash Money, like they had a tour as well, and that whole look, you feel me, of like the white tees and the Jabot jeans and the Soulja Reed's, you feel me, you had your Soulja rag, you feel me, in your pocket, or you had it wrapped around your wrist or some shit like that, and you had your fitted cap, like we dress like that, you feel me, like we definitely dress like that, but it was our own thing. It was that individuality. And I mean, shit, even, later down the line, like in the early 2000s, you know what, let me back up. I don't want to leave them out, but Atlanta, like, 'cause at one point in time, man, like Atlanta was running shit. Okay. Like we really cannot forget about the run that, even though I feel like Atlanta kind of still has it a little bit, but like at one point in time, like Atlanta, like they took the ball and they ran with it, okay? But like I said, it was still that individuality. It was still, like whenever you would hear, a song from a certain artist, or not, or an artist that you probably hadn't even heard of, it was like you could tell, oh, they probably from, Florida. Oh, they probably from, Louisiana, you know what I'm saying? Shit, even Houston, you feel me? Like even Houston, 'cause they had a run too, you know what I'm saying? Mike Jones, you feel me? Slim Thug, Paul Wall, Chamillionaire, the whole Swisha House, you feel me? DJ Screw, rest in peace, DJ Screw, Pimp C, UGK. Like, I mean, like they had a run too, you feel me? But like I said, whenever you would hear a song, it was just like you could tell, okay, they ain't from this place or they ain't from this place. But nowadays it's just like everything pretty much sounds the same. You know what I'm saying? And like even like with just going as far as like producers, like everything, like I said, sounds the same. The music sounds the same. Like the only way that you'll be able to tell the difference, or the only way you'll be able to know who produced this track is whenever they'll put their tag on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, at least like I said, in the era that I grew up in, you had like a sound for a certain artist. It was like you knew a Missy or a Tim B. You knew, a JD B. You knew a Neptune's, Pharrell beat. Like you knew it. They didn't have to, put they name on it. They didn't have to like put a tag on it. Excuse me. Like you just knew it from the sound of it. Like, oh, that's such and such. You know what I'm saying? And like nowadays, like I said, you don't really know like who's who. You know what I'm saying? Like you really don't know who's who. And I'll definitely probably do like another like an episode about like just producers, and like just like my favorite producers, but But yeah, man, like I said, just this state of music, man, it's just, I feel like, it's definitely like, moving in a direction, but I'm not sure like where that direction is, where it's heading, where it's leading to. And I know that there's artists out there that are definitely trying to, get their just due, that are definitely trying to, bring, a new sound, to the forefront, or just bring, their artistry to the forefront. But we all know when it comes to the industry, it's all about, who's who, especially in this day and age of social media. It's all about, okay, how many followers you got, like what's your views looking like? What's your likes looking like? You know what I'm saying? And, I just really feel like, we need to get back to just the real artistry and the real instrumentation and the real creativity of what, I feel like a lot of people like myself that are avid, fans of music, that's what we're missing, but I think I'm gonna go ahead and kind of wrap it up. This is just, like I said, just my very first episode, kind of getting off, a lot of my ideas and a lot of things that I think about. But I'll definitely have other topics, that I'll talk about. 'Cause like I said at the beginning, I won't just talk about, just music, 'cause I do, have, or mental health is definitely, an issue or a topic that is near and dear to my heart. So I'll definitely, talk about that. Talk about, what's going on, in the world. But, I'll also, take suggestions, you know what I'm saying? Take ideas from you as well. Let me know what it is that you want to hear. Let me know what it is that, you want me, to talk about. And I'll be more than happy to do it. You feel me? But other than that, it's your girl Cherie signing off. And yeah, man, we'll definitely do this again.